These people are amongst the greatest quiz players in Britain. Together, they make up the Eggheads, arguably the most formidable quiz team in the country. The question is, can they be beaten? Welcome to Eggheads, the show where a team of five quiz challengers pit their wits against possibly the greatest quiz team in Britain. They are the Eggheads. And what mood today, Eggheads?
Very good.
And taking on the might of our quiz Goliaths today are the Lavender Bridge Mob from London. Now, this team of friends are all members of the Lavender Bridge Club, set up in 1993 by team member Andrew. Let's meet them.
Hello, I'm Sati, and I'm a retired university lecturer.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and I'm a retired museum curator.
Hello, I'm Mahmoud, and I'm a retired bookmaker.
Hi, my name is Charles, and I'm a retired laboratory technician.
Hello, I'm Graham. I'm a retired teacher of economics, business studies and politics.
Sati and team, welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you.
I'm sensing you're quite good quizzers. You quiz a lot, do you?
Oh, some of my team do.
Some of us do more than others.
We've got academics, museum curators, scientists. We've got quite a selection here. Impressive on paper.
Mm-hmm. Well, a good background, but bringing it to the foreground is the problem.
Well, exactly. It's recall as well, I know.
Yes, quite.
Knowledge plus recall. Well, good luck against these rather feisty eggheads. I don't know what kind of mood they're in today. They're pretending to be in a good mood. They rarely are, to be honest. But let's see how you do. Every day there is £1,000 worth of cash up for grabs for our challengers. However, if they fail to defeat the Eggheads, the prize money rolls over to the next show. So, Lavender Bridge Mob, the Eggheads have actually won the last seven games, which means £8,000 is on the table today for you to win. First head-to-head battle is on the subject of science. So which of you would like science?
Now, who's going to do it?
Charles, would you like to?
Yes. It's OK, shall I do it?
Yes.
OK.
Charles. Happy with it.
So, Charles, our retired laboratory technician, against which egghead? You've got to pick an egghead.
Oh, now, what do you think?
Well, they're all good at everything, aren't they? Dave, do you think?
OK, yeah, Dave, that's right.
Tremendous knowledge, Dave, from the Eggheads against Charles from the Lavender Bridge Mob and the subject science. You've got a bit of a contest on your hands here, I think, Eggheads. To ensure there's no conferring, would you please take your positions in the question room? Dave, what do you remember of your science lessons at school?
Oh, very terrible. I was awful at science, one of my weakest subjects at school.
But you obviously love science, Charles.
Oh, yes, science and mathematics, yes.
And where were you a laboratory technician then?
Rank Hovis flour mills by the Thames.
Oh, OK. The labs were there to do what? To make the flour or...?
Testing proteins and moisture and all that sort of thing.
This is going to be a good round, I can tell. So, Charles, you can choose whether you go first or second.
I think I'll go first.
Here we go, with your first science question, Charles. CO is the chemical symbol for which element? Is it copper, carbon, or cobalt?
CO, yes.
CO.
Yes. Oh, CO, that'll be cobalt.
It is indeed cobalt. Well done. First point to the challengers. Very dignified applause here. Dave, ring-tailed lemurs are native to which island? Madagascar, Borneo, or Cuba?
I hope it's Madagascar.
It is Judith's rule. If in doubt, pick Madagascar. Which, if there's ever an Eggheads musical, that will be the title of one of the songs. Madagascar is the right answer. Over to you, Charles. What is the hottest planet in our solar system? Jupiter, Venus, or Earth?
Ah, well, it's certainly not Earth. I'm pretty certain, because of the greenhouse effect, it's Venus.
Venus is the right answer. Well done. Okay, 2 out of 2. Dave, your question. The World War II de Havilland Mosquito aircraft was constructed almost entirely from which material? Steel, wood, or plastic?
World War II, the Mosquito. No. Oh, brain freeze has come. It's not plastic. I've got wood on my head, but I thought that was earlier with the other things. I'll go steel, but I don't. Steel.
Steel. Charles, is he right?
Oh, I find it's wood.
Yeah. Wood is the right answer, yeah.
I should have stuck with what I was doing.
OK, Charles, this for the round. The stapes bone, S-T-A-P-E-S, located in the human ear, is also known by what name? anvil, hammer, or stirrup?
I'm not certain of this, but I think it's stirrup.
Stirrup is the correct answer. You've taken the round. You've taken it without really breaking into a sweat, if we're honest here. Well done. Dave, you've been knocked out. Yes. And if you come back to us, we'll play the next round. Very good start for the Lavender Bridge mob. You have not lost any brains from the final round, but the Eggheads have lost a brain, and this is just the beginning. The next subject is geography. Now, which of you would like this?
Yes.
Mahmood.
Mahmood. Yes. Mahmood, before you go, tell us who you'd like to take on.
Who would you like, Mahmood?
Not Dave.
Right. Who did we decide? Was it?
CJ.
CJ,
I think.
CJ, we thought.
Oh, CJ. My teammates seem to think CJ would be a challenging proposition.
OK, Mahmood from the Lavender Bridge Mob versus CJ from the Eggheads. And would you please both go to the question room now? So, Mahmood, you're a retired bookmaker, and you did that for how long?
About 30 years, actually, and retired in 2009.
And I know that you love to play bridge, and you leapt at geography, so I was thinking you must be quite well-travelled.
Well, reasonably well-travelled, but I used to study atlases when I was very young.
Is there no end to your talent, sir? And I gather you've been setting quizzes since the age of 12?
Yes.
Right. Yes. CJ, do you want to go now?
Well, you know how I feel about this subject, anyway.
Do you just leave now, CJ? All right, geography, Mahmood, would you like to go first or second?
I'd like to go first.
Here is your first question. Mahmood, Mumbai lies on which coast of India? The west, north or east? Mumbai lies on which coast of India?
Yes, there's no north coast of India, as far as I'm aware. East, no, it would be the west coast.
West is the right answer, well done. CJ, over to you. Which of these is a type of sand dune? Scree, Barkhan, or tundra?
Yeah, the two main types of sand dunes are syphs and Barkhans.
Barkhan, yes, you're right, well done. Back to you, Mahmood. Managua is the capital of which Central American country? Honduras, Nicaragua, or Belize?
It's not Belize. I believe it's Nicaragua.
You are right again, it is Nicaragua. Not got a question wrong so far. CJ, what is the approximate straight line distance across Australia from Perth to Brisbane? Is it 240 miles, 1,240 miles, or 2,240 miles?
That makes it a little easier, because I was afraid the distances were going to be a little nearer to each other than that. In that case, it's 2,240 miles.
It is indeed 2,240 miles. So you're neck and neck. This is a tight contest so far. Mahmood, Burr Island, from which Agatha Christie is believed to have taken inspiration for the setting of her novel Evil Under the Sun, is a tidal island in which county? Cornwall, Hampshire, or Devon? And Burr, Mahmood, is B-U-R-G-H.
Yes, I remember seeing Evil Under the Sun on the TV more than once. It won't be Hampshire, as far as I'm aware. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, it could be Hampshire. Oh, dear. Devon.
Anyone know?
I think it is.
Because Agatha Christie, the great Agatha, had connections with Cornwall as well. But no, the answer is Devon. Well done, Mahmood. You did well there. You did well. CJ, this to stay in. The mountain K2 is also known by which of these names? Dapsang, Shira, or Fogaku?
I was hoping you were going to give me Mount Godwin Austin then, which is its correct name. This is obviously a local name, which I haven't heard. Oof. I will guess at Dapsang.
Do you know, Mahmood?
I don't know, I must say, but I would have guessed Dapsang as well.
Dapsang is the right answer. So 3 points each on geography. Tight contest. Mahmood, we go to sudden death now, OK? So it gets a bit harder. I don't give you alternative answers. Estonia is part of which continent?
Europe.
Europe is correct. CJ, Sonoma County is a famous wine-producing region in which western state of the USA?
I knew it was in the USA. Well, presumably one of the ones on the West Coast. California, Oregon, or Washington. I don't know that Washington or Oregon are particularly noted for their wine growing, and California is the furthest south, so I'll try California.
California is correct. Back to you, Mahmoud. Murbat, the site of a fierce battle during the Dhofar Rebellion in 1972, is a coastal town in which Middle Eastern country? Spell M-I-R-B-A-T. Murbat.
Rebellion, goodness. I'm going to try United Arab Emirates.
No, the answer is Oman.
Okay.
Where apparently nine SAS soldiers fought alongside the Sultan's troops and defeated 300 communists. Yeah. So legend tells us. Oman. Okay, CJ, you have a chance to take this round now on this question. On which animals do competitors race around the Piazza del Campo in the biannual Palio di Siena?
I think this is the race that's shown at the beginning of the Bond film, Quantum of Solace, because that's set in Siena, and they're all racing around the piazza on horses.
Horses is your answer. Yes, you're right. 10 horses ridden bareback, bearing the colours of 10 of the 17 districts of the city and beyond. So, CJ, well done. You fought well on geography. Tight contest there. Mahmoud, I'm sorry you've been knocked out. Yes. Both of you come back to us and we will play the next round. Well, it does seem very evenly matched, doesn't it? The Lavender Bridge mob have lost one brain. The Eggheads have also lost a brain. Where do we go from here? The answer is film and television. So who would like to do film and television?
It's Graham.
Me?
I don't know the first thing.
You sound surprised. Me?
Well...
Because...
Do you watch a television match, Graham?
Not at all, no.
Don't watch television?
Much, no.
Only Eggheads.
Graham, Andrew, or Satie?
I'll be the sacrificial lamb if you wish.
Except if we get sport next, then I'll be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I can do sport.
Oh, you can do sport. Okay.
Right.
So, Graham, against which egghead? You can choose Pat, Barry, or Lisa.
I think they're all pretty good.
Yeah. Do we know anything about Lisa's or film or television?
When you try Pat.
Okay. I think we're doing whatever I do. So, Pat, work out Pat for him, please.
Okay, so it is going to be Graham from Lavender Bridge Mob versus Pat from the Eggheads Film and TV, the subject. And please, if you can, go to the question room. Well, this is a bit awkward, Graham. You were chosen for film and TV.
Yes.
It wasn't in the script.
It certainly was not in the script, no.
What were you waiting for? Which subject?
Well, originally I was down for sport or music. But unfortunately, the film and TV ones, we've sent our experts already in, so...
It often happens like that. And you used to teach, what, economics and business studies?
Yes.
Is that right? So there's a lot there, but just not much film and TV.
You're absolutely right, no.
OK, well, listen, good luck anyway. You're against Pat. Would you like to go first or second?
First, please.
Here we go. Paul Robinson, played by Stefan Dennis, is a well-known character in which TV soap? EastEnders, Neighbours or Doctors?
Well, bless my kids, I think they used to watch this. And I think the answer is Neighbours.
Well, so you have some TV knowledge after all. Neighbours is right. Maybe that was all a ruse to fool Pat. Pat, The Winter Soldier, released in 2014, is the subtitle to the second entry in which series of comic book films? Thor, Captain America, or Iron Man?
It rings a bell. I think the Iron Man has already got through its second sequel. Winter Soldier. I think I'll have to go for Captain America.
Well done. It is Captain America. You're right. Have you seen that one, Graham?
No.
Here's your question. What is the profession of Nick Nolte's character in the 1991 film Cape Fear? Journalist, doctor, or lawyer?
Cape Fear. I haven't seen it. I'll just have to plump for one. I think somebody would be in playing a role. I'll go for doctor.
Is he doctor?
A lawyer.
The lawyer. Lawyer. And he's, what is it, Robert De Niro's on the run.
Yeah.
After him. The lawyer it was. Pat, your question to take the lead. Which historical figure was portrayed by Guy Pearce in the film The King's Speech? Was it William IV, George V, or Edward VIII?
I don't think William IV, unless it was a flashback, had any business being in the King's speech. I think Michael Gambon played George V. So I think Guy Pearce played Edward VIII. Edward VIII.
Edward VIII is quite right. Okay, so now what you need to do, Graham, is to get this question right. Otherwise, you'll be knocked out. Stanley Kubrick was nominated for 13 Oscars in total, but how many did he win? 1, 5, or 9?
9 seems excessive. Well, because it seems unlikely, I shall go for 1.
Yes, you're right. It was 1. Well done. Pat, which character is portrayed by Kit Harington in the TV series Game of Thrones? This for the round. Is it Jon Snow, Tyrion Lannister, or Jorah Mormont? You get this right, you're in the final, Pat.
I don't know. I have a slight inclination for Jon Snow, but I've got reservations as well. With absolutely no science behind it, I'll go for Jon Snow.
Jon Snow is the right answer. Well done, Pat. You got there. Just gently, gently wound your way to the answer. Sorry, Graham, you were beaten by our eggheads, so as a result, you can't help your team in the final round. Graham and Pat, please come back. Rejoin your teams. OK, Satis, maybe just wobbling a bit now. Mm. Any thoughts on the way forward?
Well, we've got to win the next one.
Well, you can still win even if you lose the next one, but maybe if there's going to be a surge, now's the moment.
Now's the moment, yes.
OK. You've lost 2 brains. The eggheads have lost 1 brain. And the next subject is sport. Who wants this? I think it's Andrew.
Not my worst subject, but not my best.
OK.
So I think I'll take this on. And against... Sati will tell me who I should play it against.
Could be Lisa or Barry.
Andrew likes a good-looking woman, so...
Thought you were going to Barry. Out of luck then, sorry.
Lisa,
all right.
So we take that, Lisa.
Okay, that's as good a reason as any. Andrew from the Lavender Bridge Mob versus Lisa from the Eggheads. To ensure there's no conferring, please take your positions. So, Andrew, you were at the Natural History Museum for a long time.
Yes, 30 years altogether.
And responsible for which bit of it?
Well, I worked in the reptiles and amphibians section, and my speciality was snakes.
Really? And did you have a favourite snake?
Favourite snake? Well, yeah. It'll probably be the one named in my honour, Stimson's python.
So how did you have a snake named in your honour?
Well, an Australian was looking at these snakes, discovered that one of them was actually a distinct species that nobody had recognised up till then. And as I'd helped him out with lending him specimens, he decided to honour me by naming it after me.
That's fantastic. And is the Stimson's python still in existence somewhere?
Yes, there's a certain game show that takes place in the jungle in Australia. And you can see it quite often in that.
Oh, they use it to torture the contestants,
they do.
Well, how fascinating. OK, good luck in this round. We're on
Thank
sport.
You.
Would you like to go first or second?
I think I'll go first.
Here we go with your first question. Which of these was the nickname of the athlete Maurice Green? Was it the Manx Missile, Kansas Cannonball, or Brisbane Bullet?
Well, I have heard of the name. But as he comes from, I think he comes from America, so I'll guess Kansas Cannonball.
It'd be hard to guess that one, actually. It looks made up, but it is the Kansas Cannonball. Well done. Lisa, your question. In 2014, who replaced David Moyes as the full-time manager of Manchester United? Was it Arsene Wenger, Louis van Gaal, or Manuel Pellegrini?
I better get this right, or Dave will go a funny colour and expire. It's Louis van Gaal.
Louis van Gaal is correct. OK, back to you, Andrew. The Zimbabwe-born Gary Balance is a famous name in which sport? Cricket, swimming or gymnastics?
Again, I've heard of the name. Zimbabwe, I can't imagine it being swimming. Maybe gymnastics, but I'm going to go for cricket.
Yeah, you're playing well, Andrew. Cricket is the right answer. Well done. Second question to you, Lisa. In which year did the tennis player Andre Agassi last win a Grand Slam title? Was it 1998, 2003, or 2008?
Okay. Now, I think he won one in 99, so I think we can safely rule out 98. I'll go for 2003.
2003 is the right answer. OK, Andrew, here's a question. Ezekiel is the real first name of which of these boxers? Nassim Hamed, Chris Eubank, or Kell Brook?
Well, I've not heard of Nassim Hamed or Chris Eubank having a different name than one they use, but I've never heard of Kell Brook, so I will go for Kell Brook.
Playing well. It's the right answer. 3 out of 3. OK, Lisa, pressure on you now. You get this wrong, you are ejected. Which team defeated Canada in the final of the Women's Rugby Union World Cup in 2014? Ireland, England, or Wales?
I have the funniest suspicion that England actually won the 2014 World Cup. Is that right? I think it's England.
England is correct. Well done. All right, fantastic. 3-3. Tight. The whole game has been tight. This is particularly so. We go to sudden death, Andrew. I don't give you alternative answers. Here's your question if you're ready. For which country did the footballer Diego Maradona score 34 goals?
Well, football's not my subject. I will guess Argentina.
Argentina is correct. I think 33 goals.
Yeah, 33.
Yeah, and a hand of God.
One with his hand.
Hand it to him.
Yeah. OK, Lisa. In golf, a condor is a very rare score of how many shots under par on a particular hole?
Right, so you got your birdie at 1 under par, you've got your eagle at 2 under par, you've got your albatross at 3 under par. Shall I go straight in at 4 under par? Say 4?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
It's correct. Well done. OK, Andrew, you're playing very well. Here's your next question. The Welshman, Richie Burnett, won the BDO Darts World Championship in which decade?
Gosh, so long since I've watched darts. This is another stab in the dark. I'll say the 80s.
It's the 90s, 1995. Lisa, if you can get this right, you're in the final. In which field event did the American athlete John Godina win 3 outdoor world championship gold medals between 1995 and 2001?
Outdoor field event. See, I love my athletics. I really, really do. And every time an athletics question comes up, I struggle. I'm sort of tempted to rule out the jumping events and move towards the throwing events. I have no idea. I'm going to say the shot put.
Shot put is the right answer. Oh, well, yes. Done, Lisa. Well, you're in the final round. That's very good play by you. And sorry, Andrew, you held on tight there, but didn't get in. So Lisa will be in the final. Please return to your teams and we will play the final round. So this is what we have been playing towards. It is time for the final round, which as always is general knowledge. But I'm afraid those of you who lost your head-to-heads won't be allowed to take part in this round. So Andrew, Mahmood and Graham from the Lavender Bridge Mob and also Dave from the Eggheads, would you please now leave the studio? Satty, Charles, you are playing to win the Lavender Bridge Mob £8,000. Lisa, Pat, CJ, Barry, you're playing for something that money, of course, can't buy, which is the Egghead's reputation. As usual, I will ask each team 3 questions in turn. They're all going to be general knowledge, and you can confer. So, Lavender Bridge Mob, the question is, are your 2 brains better than these rusted relics over here, these 4 Eggheads? And would you like to go first or second?
Oh, should we go first,
Jeremy? Yes, go first, yeah.
OK, we'd like to go first, please, Jeremy.
So here we go, and good luck. Who played David Frost in the 2008 film Frost/Nixon? Was it Michael Sheen, Tom Hardy, or Clive Owen?
Oh, dear, Charles.
My guess would be Michael Sheen, but I'm no good on films, so I can't be certain.
I will be guided then. Totally by you on this.
Sheen. Oh, I'll still go with Michael Sheen, but I don't know.
OK, Michael Sheen is our answer.
Are they right?
Yes.
Yep, Michael Sheen. Well done. Don't want to get wrong on the first one. Hey, kids, which of these toppings would you traditionally find on a Hawaiian pizza? Spinach and ricotta, ham and pineapple, or chicken and chorizo?
Ham and pineapple,
yes.
What pineapple does on a pizza, I do not know,
absolutely.
But it is the answer.
Yes, it is ham and pineapple. On Hawaiian pizza, as we all know only too well, we have ham and pineapple.
Ham and pineapple is the right answer. OK, second question. You Lavender Bridge Mob. Oedipus Rex first performed around 429 BC is a work by which of these writers? Sophocles, Lucretius, or Virgil?
Sophocles.
You're in no doubt at all, are you? Sophocles is right. Well done. Next question is for the Eggheads. When he became president, Eggheads, Abraham Lincoln represented which political party? Was it the Democrats, Whigs, or Republicans?
He would have been a Republican by then, wouldn't he? Because he switched.
Well, he's regarded as the first Republican president.
Yes,
he didn't get elected as a Democrat and changed tack, no?
No. I think he was already Republican by the time he was first elected.
I'm pretty certain it was that as well. So we go with that?
I have nothing to contribute, you carry on.
I mean, he was... He was a very liberal Republican, but back then the Republicans were the more...
Well, they were more liberal than the Democrats, weren't they?
But I think he was elected as a Republican.
Okay. Well, we believe that Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president.
Republican is quite right. So you're equal, 2-2. Third question, here we go, challengers. Andrew Parker was confirmed as the new Director General of which government agency in 2013? MI5, GCHQ, or MI6?
Don't think it's MI5.
Would it be GCHQ or MI6?
Andrew Parker.
I'm inclined to go for GCHQ.
I don't recall hearing anything about MI6, no.
Any ideas?
GCHQ would be my guess.
Yeah, that's all I can think of. Yes.
GCHQ, I think. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay, GCHQ.
GCHQ is your answer. Third question in the final round. Is that right, Eggheads?
I would have gone for MI6.
You would have said MI6?
I'm not sure.
Difficult, isn't it? Sure. They are secret. Pretty secret, all of them. He's not the most famous person in the world. MI5 is the answer. No one would have got it. MI5. So, Eggheads, if you get this right, you've won the contest. Am I Wrong was a UK number one single for which Norwegian pop act in August 2014? Is that Magic, Nico and Vince, or Rixton?
Nico and Vince are Norwegian and the fat are number one.
Rixton are British.
Yeah. Nico and Vince, I think, were the first band, Norwegian band, to have a number one since Aha with The Sun Always Shines on TV. So I think it's Nico and Vince.
Well, CJ seems to know this, because I certainly don't, and CJ thinks it's Nika and Vince, so we'll go with CJ.
The Norwegian pop act in August 2014 that got the number one was indeed Nico and Vince, so we say congratulations, Eggheads, you have won! Well, you started very powerfully, team, and then it got difficult later on in the game, didn't it?
Yes.
It's good to see, I mean, clearly brilliant quizzes in your own fields. Have you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Very much, yes. Thank you.
Good. They are good over here as well, although I tease them.
Yes.
They have sadly done what comes naturally to them, and the winning streak is now officially in place. So it does mean you won't be going home with the £8,000. The money now rolls over to the next show. Eggheads, congratulations. Who will beat you? Join us next time to see if a new team of challengers have the brains to defeat the Eggheads. £9,000 says they don't. Till then, goodbye.